What's up, lovely people? Happy Friday, Yay! Let's unleash our full potential, take good vibes and lots of love into this weekend, make it a feel-good Friday. Remember, what is within influences what happens without. I'm Coy, this is CNN 10, and we start with news on Hurricane Lee. On Thursday, this storm was already making quite a scene in Bermuda, whipping up some serious winds. It looks like this hurricane is taking a northern route and picking up the pace. Lee is expected to bring some heavy rain, strong winds, and coastal flooding, and it looks like it's making its way all the way up towards New England and Canada and will likely stick around through the weekend. Hurricane Lee might only affect coastal areas, making landfall somewhere between Northeast Maine and Nova Scotia in Canada. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have already been issued for many coastal areas in New England. We're not entirely sure what to expect in terms of damage just yet, but we do know that conditions in the ocean, like the atmosphere and super warm water temperatures, have been creating greater risk from increased storms this season. Let's head to Morocco now, where there's a scientific mystery that, if solved, might be able to help us predict earthquakes before they happen. Video taken before Friday's 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Morocco captured mysterious lights in the nighttime sky. They're called earthquake lights. And reports of these types of atmospheric illuminations actually date back to ancient Greece, would you believe? Experts say earthquake lights can appear in different forms and colors. They could be dancing across the sky or look like glowing, floating spheres. They could even appear as flickering flames creeping across the ground. Seismologists and scientists are trying to unlock the mysteries of these illuminating outbursts. Some experts say that certain crystals in rocks generate electricity when they break during an earthquake. The hope is that one day we might be able to use these earthquake lights or the electric charge that causes them to help predict major earthquakes before they happen.
Sheltering from the sweltering September heat, survivors of Morocco's earthquake spend another day coming to terms with the tragedy that has befallen this shaken community.
Temporary shelters for those left homeless by the earthquake have been set up across this region. Many of the tents that you can see here have been supplied either by the Moroccan government or by local organizations and charities. But the Moroccan government has also requested assistance from members of the international community. And we've seen these international teams on the ground providing support not only on the search and rescue front, but also with the humanitarian relief effort.
The immediate priorities for our team is always saving life. Following on from that, where we can help medical assistance, identify humanitarian needs, so that even when that rescue phase does close, we've provided all the information we can to help the humanitarian relief that will follow us.
Across the quake zone here in Morocco, there has also been an outpouring of support from the local community, with donations of food, water, and medication.
On a toujours le besoin au niveau des tentes.
But volunteers here tell us they still need more tents and, crucially, long-term support with the rebuild effort. The government says the reconstruction of homes lost in the disaster is a priority. But for so many impacted families, there is no telling how long it'll be before they have a real home to return to.
Let's talk now about the future of AI, or artificial intelligence, the science of making machines that can think like humans while also processing large amounts of data in ways that humans can't. Some of the largest leaders in tech, high-profile CEOs, and members of the Senate met this week in Washington. Why? They were in deep conversation about the future of AI regulations, and they had some serious words of caution about AI, including the potential impact on humanity, like potentially putting humans out of jobs, or what might happen if it's not used responsibly and regulated correctly. But it wasn't all doom and gloom. They also chatted about how AI could be a total game changer in a good way for our future society. To give us the lowdown on all this AI drama, here's CNN's tech whiz, Brian Fung.
There's broad agreement that government should have some role in regulating AI, but there is still no consensus on how. That's the big takeaway from a day-long summit on Capitol Hill involving some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world. In the meeting, Bill Gates spoke of how AI could help end world hunger. Others talked about its potential to cure cancer. Elon Musk said the meeting, quote, may go down in history as being very important for the future of civilization. But questions are still swirling about how the U.S. might approach AI regulation. Does the U.S. need a new federal agency to regulate AI? What about bans on AI in political advertising? How soon could Congress come up with a comprehensive bill? Many of these questions are still unresolved after Gates, Musk, and others, like Mark Zuckerberg, descended on Washington to offer their views. Meanwhile, officials in the meeting from the entertainment industry and labor and civil rights groups called for protecting workers, writers, and minorities from some of the harms that AI could cause. Senators coming out of the meeting said most everyone agreed the United States should remain a leader in AI development, while also trying to protect people. But outside of the meeting room, some lawmakers took issue with how the sessions were closed to the public.
10-second trivia. What family-based TV show first aired in 1969 featuring an opening sequence with a 3x3 grid of cast members looking around at each other? Family Ties, Family Matters, The Brady Bunch, or All in the Family? The Brady Bunch. That's the way to correctly answer this question. Here's the story of the home better known as the Brady Bunch House. It's in Studio City, California. The iconic house sold this week for $3.2 million. The inside was designed by HGTV a few years ago to replicate the original set. The property actually sold for millions under the asking price.
The iconic Brady Bunch House just sold for a loss. Purchased in 2018 for $3.5 million, HGTV spent $1.9 million renovating it to replicate the sets from the hit TV sitcom. The updates were part of HGTV's A Very Brady renovation series.
One gigantic problem with the existing house was that it had no space for all the rooms that were on the Brady Bunch set.
Ta-da!
It's like stepping back in time.
It's a strange kind of place between fiction and reality.
It's the Brady Zone.
The 5,140-foot home was listed in May for $5.5 million, but sold for only $3.2 million. A portion of the proceeds will go to Turn Up Fight Hunger. CNN and HGTV share parent company Warner Brothers Discovery.
All right, thanks to all of you out there for the shout-out requests on our CNN 10 YouTube comments section. Remember, whenever our channel hits 800,000 subscribers, and we're close, my producer Jeremy said I can do 2 shout-outs every show. Today, much love to Dunwoody High School in Georgia, especially the girls' flag football team, hitting the YouTube channel all the time. So great meeting some of you this summer. Rise up. Shine bright this weekend, y'all. Remember, you are more powerful. Powerful than you know. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.